Psalm 126, a song of ascents as the people of Israel were making their way up to Jerusalem for a great time of celebration and festivities. They did that three times a year. And then they would sing these songs. Psalm 126, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of praise. And then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. The Israelites had been in the darkness of exile. They were taken captive and forcibly settled in another country. They dreamed of returning to Jerusalem and worshiping God together again in the community celebrations. And finally, under Ezra and Nehemiah, some were able to return. And it is thought that this psalm was written for those who returned. Those returning had to pinch themselves. They felt like they were in a dream. They couldn't contain their joy. It poured forth in laughter and songs of praise. They knew that the Lord had caused the return, and the surrounding nations agreed. The Lord has done great things for them. Prior to life with Jesus, we were all in spiritual exile, weren't we? Probably didn't experience captivity. In fact, you surrounded yourself with some pretty nice stuff. However, your heart was imprisoned by spiritual darkness. And Jesus came, and He opened our eyes. And we saw our need for Him, and we trusted in His work for us. And now we can say, the Lord has done great things for me. Don't get over what Jesus did for you. Don't forget the laughter, and don't forget the joy of being a child of God through Jesus Christ. Father, thank You for sending Jesus to proclaim to me the good news, to bind my broken heart, set this captive free, and to bring me out of the darkness of spiritual confinement. Help me never get over the joy of my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.